got this text at 312-521-8600. Did I miss your dumb talk on Ferguson? I haven't done anything on Ferguson. Why would it be dumb? How would you even predict that it would be dumb? And by the way, if you're just tuning in and you heard the Tom Skilling segment yesterday, the Anita Dix name was wrong.
Right.
The woman and her sister sent a photo to Tom to put on his noon weather forecast, and he said it was from, was it Christine? And Anita Dix.
It's Christine Dick and Anita Briggs.
Briggs.
Right.
But they're sisters, and he, I guess, thought that they were both Dicks, and he had to correct that today.
So he never did say Anita.
He did it last night, I guess. He corrected it on the 9 o'clock news.
So there was no huge asshole then?
What's that?
Huge asshole?
Huge asshole? What was that one?
Dick Fitzwell.
Dick Fitzwell. How's he doing?
Or huge asshole.
Huge asshole. Huge asshole. Hey, speaking of our colleagues at Channel 9, there's some shake up over there, right?
Yeah. In September, when they start the new 4 o'clock, yeah, it's anchors away. Really big shake up. Your gal, Lourdes.
Right. We do immigration talk so well together. They're taking Lourdes and putting her on the morning show.
Yeah, she's going to. Aaron.
Aaron is not going to be an anchor.
She's going to do the traffic.
The helicopter.
Which she started to do. I mean, that's actually what she did. And then she got promoted to the anchor desk. So she's sort of going back to what she did. And then they had another woman who was doing the traffic. And I believe she's going to go and do the traffic updates at some time now during this 4 to 6.
But it has nothing to do with her getting married to Demetrius.
No, because
it?
She'll still be there.
But they work together.
Yeah, like they won't be at the
side.
They won't be at the table because there's like a little traffic desk that's not at the main desk. Because before, like I said, I used to see her touch his arm.
Well,
I saw her sporting a big ring this morning, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, my man Demetrius.
Because she was on vacation, I think, last week.
And by my man, I mean because we all work for the same company.
Yeah. So he did well. I apparently, you know, the way women always say when a guy buys a nice ring. He did well.
Noel on the blower.
Hi. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
No, I'm just calling about the candy. I feel embarrassed because I was going to bring, like, Fannie Mae or something, and then with the weather today, and there was a detour in my drive, and so finally I just kind of gave up on it. I thought, well, I'll run into Walgreens, but next time.
Hey, I appreciate the effort. Noel won one of the mini crucifixes.
Oh, it is gorgeous.
Yesterday.
It can't just be a crucifix. Oh. Why is it a mini?
Well, it's...
It's not. I'm sorry. Yeah,
compared to mine.
Well, you always have the biggest crucifix.
Well,
I think you've heard that.
You always have the biggest crucifix in the room, don't you?
On campus. You didn't win yesterday. You won several weeks ago on the broadcast.
Everyone else picked it up.
You picked it up today, and you dropped off some bags of candy to replenish Duffy's trough that the sports guys always raid.
But 2 days at least, 2 minutes, I mean.
But the fact is, Noel, you don't want to get Fannie Mae because that's all unwrapped, and you'd have to put it in these little jars, and that wouldn't keep well. It would be a mess. It's better with the individual wrap stuff.
Plus Snickers and Milky Way. How do you go wrong?
Yeah, you can't. But I understand. Yeah. If you want to give me a box of Fannie Mae, that's nice, but that wouldn't play well.
We'll do that.
In Duffy's trough.
And you like what, Meltaways and Pixies?
Yes. Meltaways and Pixies.
Okay.
You don't have to do any of that. I'm happy that you did, but that's not necessary.
You really don't have to do it.
But if you really want to do it.
And if you did, it would be Pixies
and Meltaways.
And chocolate Meltaways or green ones.
No
problem. And your office is gorgeous. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. That turned out pretty well. They just hung all my stuff today, and I'm all settled in now. How did you like the incense?
I liked it. It was subtle. It was more subtle than I expected. I expected because I'm not a big fan. Because sometimes it's just overwhelming. But I thought it was, when I walked down the hallway, it was really nice. I don't know what the scent is on that.
It's kind of a wood-burny smell. But who doesn't like unless it's your house, Spike Odell.
Oh,
who doesn't like wood burning?
Well,
right?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you were talking about leaves burning, too, you know, with the Tom.
Yeah.
And we used to burn those, and then we'd get sticks, and we'd put marshmallows on them and put them in the fire there with the leaves. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fall was a great time, made fall a great time.
I had this condo in Frankfurt, and it had a wood-burning fireplace, and I never really used it until I started dating my wife, and she goes, "Why? I don't know. I don't want to get anything dirty." And that you could eat out of that fireplace. But anyway, we started burning it, and that place always had a nice aroma to it, and it always had that kind of burning wood smell when you walk in. When you walk into somebody's place, you don't want to have house halitosis.
No.
And some places do. And I don't know. They get used to it, I guess. Yeah.
Every house has an odor, and it has to do probably with the construction and the materials.
I guess, but...
And what you've been cooking or, you know, whatever, but, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want a nice odor or aroma to your... Not odor, aroma would be better.
Aroma,
an odor is always bad.
You don't want odor.
An odor is bad. Aroma in your
aroma
house.
Aroma is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't
have
body aroma. Yeah. You have body odor.
Right.
Good or bad.
All right, Noel, thank you.
You're welcome, and hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, enjoy the crucifix.
Well, there's
thank you.
There's a commercial. I'm not sure if it's for Febreze or it's some kind of a freshening product, and they and exactly what you just said. They have a woman who lives with a cat, and she was so used to the smell that she didn't smell it anymore in this commercial. So then they had her sister come in and say,
"No,
this is what your place smells like." You know, they took her out of her place and put the same smell in another place.
Cat pee.
And they walked in. They said, "You smell this?" He's like, "Yeah." She goes, "I hate to tell you, but that's what your apartment smells like." And she's like, "Oh, gosh." So then they spray the Febreze, whatever it is, and it makes it better. But so you do get accustomed to your own.
Yeah, it's something where even if it's bad, after a while, I guess you get used to it, and you don't smell that. And somebody else comes in and goes, "Oh." But most people probably wouldn't say anything. They don't want to offend you.
Well, what are you going to say? Yeah, can you say, "Geez, your house"?
Here's a response to that text where I said, according to the text, it said, "Have you done any dumb talk about Ferguson yet?" And I hadn't talked about Ferguson. And then
5:45, I thought you were going to start the dumb talk.
"Only when you think you find one idiot black guy that represents all. That tape I played, which is on my Facebook page, this guy's a minister in L.A., he was referring to these knuckleheads that have been looting and burning and shooting.
Right.
They are the people he's talking about, and I totally agree with him. I don't think he's talking about every black person. He's zeroing in on these idiots that think that stealing a television is justified because of what this was, and the fact that if you looked at how many black males have been killed by other black males compared to how many white policemen have shot a black male, you know which list is going to be longer. Thank you. 312-521-8600. Still trending in the top 10, Jimmy. Checked 5 minutes ago, according to that text.
All right.
I was out of the top 20. Maybe Hugh Jass will have a weather pick for Tom. Maybe he will. Where is Frankfurt in Michigan? No, it's about 35 miles southwest of the city.
So
I think there
it?
Is a Frankfurt.
Is
there's there, a Frankfurt
there's
everywhere.
There's a Frankfurt, Germany.
Well, there you have it.
Where is that, though? Like, what's next to it? What's next to Frankfurt?
Tinley Park.
Oh, so it is.
And that,
yeah. So it's Tinley Park.
And south of Tinley Park.
Oh, okay.
In fact, that Midwestern tweeter center of the First
world?
Bank World Theater building.
Which is still open.
Yeah.
They still do concerts there.
That's Tinley Park, and then Frankfurt is right there.
That's the next.
In fact, when I would go to a concert at the Midwest Tweeter First Bank Center of Tweeterness.
Of the world.
Of the world. After I left the concert, I'd be in my garage 3 minutes later.
Still,
right
still hearing the encore echoing.
Right. I'd still hear Bowie. That's how close.
So is it off of Harlem, Frankfurt?
Harlem is one of the streets, LaGrange Road. That vortex.
I'm looking forward to this winter.
That vector.
I haven't burned it outside. We have a fire pit, but I'm looking forward to the apple. What was that wood that your mom's tree was?
It was an apple tree.
Yeah.
So you have apple wood.
I can't wait for that in the winter.
That should smoke real nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I only burned a couple just to see how it smelled, you know, outside, and it was good. So I can only imagine when it's in the house and it's captive, it's going to really smell good.
And you got a good amount of wood, right?
I mean, oh yeah, I've got a full cord now, because we just got finished burning up our a tree that we cut down a couple years ago. We got about 3 logs left, and I've been burning that outside because it wasn't any kind of special wood. But I'm looking forward to burning the apple wood.
All right, well, that's what it's for. When it's done, it's done. I don't have to pick up any apples this year.
Now, you were saying something about, or did Tom say something that if you burned leaves, it's bad for the environment? Is that?
Well, that's why they banned it, yeah.
Because
with all those leaves being burned over the years, and after a while they said, wait a minute, that ain't good.
So there's just, because there's been like a few like stray branches and stuff that fall off my tree, and I just collect them off the grass in the backyard and then put them in the...
Throw them in the fireplace.
Is that okay?
Well, who's going to know?
Well, no one's, but now I feel bad, like I'm burning something.
Well, they say just burning wood
is bad.
Is probably bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay, well then.
Yeah, just throw them in the fireplace.
Yeah,
and
okay.
That furniture truck that overturned, I'm sure they can start putting that in the fireplace, too. There's a big furniture truck that overturned. I think it was 22,000 pounds of furniture.
Oh, there's a stray ottoman that is still rolling down
right.
the road.
Right. Somebody's end table is going to have a big scratch when they get it. Wait, what's this? Oh, nothing.
There's a recliner that just keeps opening and closing.
something happened on the way here. We'll knock 10% off. Don't worry about it.
Well, like I said, just distressed. What do you want, new? Everybody's
distressed
buying old.
Distressed is the thing.
Yeah, you go to antique fairs now. They have some nice stuff at some of those. There's like the Kane County Fair. You can actually buy beautiful furniture in the things where they put the pigs usually, which is very strange. You walk into the, it says pigs on the front of the thing, and then there's this beautiful furniture.
Yeah. Does it smell?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I never would buy it. I don't know.
Yeah. It's on the fairgrounds, and they have cattle shows and things, tractor pulls.
They must, because on all those big, what are those called? Those big pens? Are they pens? What are those things called? Whatever. It says pigs, you know, and all these different names. It's like, where is the furniture? It's in pigs.
We went out there once and ran into, remember John Drury?
Oh, yeah.
The news anchor?
Gosh, he's been around forever.
He collected erector sets. He had all...
Erector sets.
Erector sets. He had all kinds of erector sets, yeah.
And he was
out there,
over there, right?
Looking for an erector set. At least that's what I... Yeah, erector set.
That's what he told me.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Whoa, whoa. humming erector sets. That's what I collect. We've bought some things there. We bought some things for the yard and stuff there and stuff. That's kind of... I mean, the funny thing for me is I walk around and I go, I've got that. I've got
You already have all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I really do have a lot of this stuff that they... You know, like this... kitschy kind of stuff. And I'm looking at it and I'm saying, okay, all they're selling it for is $5. So what am I going to, why don't I just throw it out?
Why don't you?
Well, I'm just saying, down the road, I actually have this year, I threw a lot of stuff out because I said to myself, you know, all this stuff that supposedly is...
Why don't you get a bin together and the next remote, when they have listeners come, we can have some way where they can
right,
just
can,
pick something
I'll
out of the bin.
All right, I'll
start to get down.
Yeah, I could do that because I've gone through a couple of waves, and I still think I have one more wave to go of stuff that I could throw away and still keep some of the cool stuff, but still throw away some stuff that is still kind of neat, but I don't really need anymore. But I would see these board games, and I'm like, I've got all those. You know, these old games.
Okay, well, maybe you should go out to the Kane County Fair and make a few shekels.
But this is my point. How am I going to do that? What am I going to sell
take,
for $5?
What do you take out there? The
No, I know how to get there. No, I know how to get there.
Make a right.
No, I know how to get there.
Unload the station wagon.
I take North Avenue straight down. But it seems to me like, what am I going to do? I'm going to start, you know, for $10. Then people say, oh, I'll give you $7. Oh, jeez. Who has time?
Depends on how much stuff you have. Yeah, going out there to sell about 3 or 4 items, not worth it.
Well, my mom's got a lot of crystal. That I do. I've started to take pictures of that. I'm trying to find somebody that would buy crystal because my mom did have a lot of crystal.
You need to call the antique lady.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of that.
Who's that?
There's a commercial on here.
We run, yeah. We run.
No, really, I'm in the bathroom weeping.
Okay. Is that what you call it?
Kidney stones?
Yeah. I'm trying to pass something.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if crystal.
The crystal
still...
lady buys crystal.
Oh, the antique lady.
You just talk about
paintings.
The antique lady. But, well, I'm sure if she's an antique lady, she would also be interested in
would she?
Glass.
I mean, do people still buy crystals?
Or at least she could tell you who would be a reputable
I'm
dealer.
I'm just wondering if it's still like a
crystal?
Popular thing, is it?
Yeah. I have a large etagere filled with crystal. It's crystal is ageless, timeless.
Is it?
So people, lace and fineness.
So it's not just old people that buy it, young people buy it?
With the
I inherited
root beer barrel
it.
Candy?
Shut up.
I need a crystal dish to put my root beer barrel candy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You inherited
and my
from...
Werther's. Okay, shush.
No, but you
true.
Inherited from your mom.
Yes, I did.
That's what I'm saying is that I don't know if anybody in their 20s or 30s goes, I love that crystal vase. I don't think that's part of the deal. I don't see that at Restoration Hardware. You know?
Well, what is that antique roadshow all about? That's... Look at all those people parading through there. Yeah.
And have you been to Macy's lately? There's still a huge crystal section there.
Because this stuff is good. This is stuff from, like, Prague, and it's from, you know, it's from the old country.
Not that
country.
New stuff.
Not the new country.
No, I mean, because my mom was older, so she collected this stuff for a while. But I see it, and I go, what am I going to do with this?
Frankenmuth, Michigan. That's the Franken part in Michigan.
Oh,
Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
That's like a big Christmas town, isn't it?
Yeah, they have a big Christmas store in Frankenmuth. Yeah, I always see that sign.
Some people just can't let it go after December. They want to have some Christmas all year. And you know these people? Ever met one of these people? They play Christmas carols in April and June or whatever because it can't let it go.
They're the ones who want to get the family together to pull grab bag names so they can start shopping in July.
Right. In fact, their Christmas shopping will be done by Labor Day.
Yep.
But now I do, in our spare room, I don't think this falls into that category, but I still do have, I always keep one of our little stuffed Santas and his reindeer on the couch all year.
Why?
Because I just like Santa.
Don't want it like this mope.
Well, I mean, I'm not playing Christmas songs, but I mean Santa and his reindeer.
But you hum them to yourself.
Well, I like Santa, and this is really, I love this doll, and there's this cool little reindeer that he sits next to. And
all
so
right,
we
how
just
about
have him on the couch.
From... Thanksgiving till
it's
December
29th. That's only 2 months.
That's enough. How about this? We'll call the thing Touch Bibble's Junk. That's a text.
How about grab Bibble's Junk? Talk about a grab bag. Yeah, no. I think I could easily put together several bins of some kind of stuff, like a thermos from my Superman lunchbox.
So none of this stuff, have you checked, is none of it worth anything?
Well, to be honest, that might actually, that Superman thing actually might be worth something.
Just the thermos?
Yeah.
I think you got to have the lunchbox.
Yeah, but you never know.
In mint condition.
But it's finding the right buyer, though.
Yeah,
that seems like that's the problematic part. Although, you talk about Antique Roadshow, and one of the most expensive items they ever had was this Indian blanket. And I read a story about a couple who was watching Antiques Roadshow and went, hey, we have one of those, too, and contacted a local art dealer who put them in touch with just the right people. And they said, yeah, you know, it looks like it's another big seller. And I think the original one went for like $500,000 is what they appraised it at. And this couple, they have a video of them at the actual auction. And
nothing.
It just keeps going. Oh, no. Oh, and that's what I was expecting was that it would go nowhere. And then the bids started coming in and 500,000 and 600,000 and 650 and seven. And it went for over $1 million. So there are people out there who want.
Oh, no. I'm
who
not
want everything.
A thermos. I could.
Well,
start going up,
well,
up
because
to,
what if,
you might end up with $50.
There you, for a thermos, that's not bad.
Well, because what if you have the Superman lunchbox, but you don't have the thermos?
Why don't you have the lunchbox?
I don't know. Maybe it got thrown. I don't know.
That's what makes these things useless, then. You don't have the original box.
Well, I used to play. I mean, the problem is I played with everything. You know, when I was a little kid when this came out, I didn't, like, I wasn't thinking of collecting it. I actually played with it. So it's got some... wear and tear on.
Yeah, it's got something on it.
You know, I make my little chitty chitty bang bang car.
Just like that Santa Claus in the other
exactly.
room.
Exactly. Yeah.
My chitty chitty bang bang car. Uh-huh. The wings don't come out. I mean, you have to pull them out. There used to be a little thing that you pull the lever.
Now it's just an antique car.
It was a corgi car though, like in the 60s. As corgis, they used to make all these little replicas of all the movie. And I have a Yellow Submarine. I have the Batmobile. I have Green
Hornet.
You
could tell he had no friends, so he had all these toys to keep him company.
And I had Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. But so the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang looks, I mean, it looks just like the movie. But the
well, otherwise they wouldn't call it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, but I'm just saying, I mean, they replicated these things beautifully. I mean, the detail.
So what's the deal on this antique lady? You offer her stuff, she'll give you a price?
Or maybe she'll at least tell you that if it's worth anything.
Is that what she does, just appraises, or does she
and
buy?
And then she will buy your old paintings, even if they seem like they might be damaged. She'll help you figure out.
See, I'm just hoping to find, like, somebody that really either knows or wants, like, one of these dealers that knows or wants crystal. So I can just, like, say, here's my lot of crystal. Here's my five
bins.
There's
a crap load of crystal.
Yeah, and just here's an X amount of dollars, and then you go and sell it. I don't want to start going, well, I have a crystal basket, and I'll take 30 for that. And I have a crystal horn, and I'll take 50 for that.
Bulk selling
of
crystal.
I'd like to just say, give me X amount.
Well, that's what estate dealers are for.
So I've taken pictures of them, and now I want to see if I can send them maybe to people to say, do you know anyone that deals in this?
And I'll throw the thermos in if you take a crystal. The Superman thermos comped.
I still wish, though, what I'm mad about is I used to have an H.R. Puffin Stuff lunchbox, which I don't have anymore, and I want to buy a new one of those. Just as a...
For what?
Because I just remember having
it. Yeah, that's terrific.
Only dorks have those.
What was that dog that you and the traffic guy used to talk about?
No, Cuddly Dudley.
Cuddly Dudley.
Yeah, Mark Napoleon. Yeah.
And you had...
I had one, but he bought one online for like
and
$400.
That thing kept going up in value.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you have a Cuddly Dudley whose head is still upright. Because every kid I know who had a Cuddly Dudley loved it to the point where its head would just hang to one side or the other. It was the weak point in the toy.
I guess his
but Mark had the box.
Mint condition with the box.
That's it. If you had the box and it still had like the ribbon around its neck, that was cool.
Because the box was his doghouse.
Right.
So it was like a dual use. So he bought that in mint condition. From somebody. It's not like he had
the last time he mentioned the price on eBay, it was around $750.
Yeah,
bucks.
And I think he bought it for three or four, I think he said, right?
Yeah. That's where the money is in Cuddly Dudleys and things.
But Leslie hits on the head. You have to have a buyer. You know, it's worth this much, but it's only worth it if somebody's willing to pay it. What if nobody, you know, somebody can appraise it and say, yeah, that's worth $700. But what if you can't find anybody to buy it?
Then you don't get $700.
Well, that's my... So, right. Now what? Now it's garbage.
Now it's a get Bibble's junk.
Cuddly Dudley. Pristine condition in the box. $1,500.
Whoa. Wow.
Cuddly Dudley and his train for $500.
Yeah, Mark. He bought that for $4. I think he said $400.
The one that you're talking about where he's still got the red bow around his neck, and it's the Cuddly Dudley box, too, $900.
Yeah, right, see,
here.
So there you go.
There I go, what?
No, I mean, he bought it for $400. He's already got $500. But now he's got to find somebody who's willing to pay that. You could put on anything on eBay. There's things on eBay that are up there for 4 months. Because you say this is worth that much. Well,
but I swear my Beanie Babies are going to sell one of these days, and it's going to pay for my kids' oh, never mind. Yeah.
When do you want to put your kidney on eBay? I think you mentioned that would come for a nice price.
I'm always afraid of that. Wouldn't you? I mean, unless there's got to be somebody that I really like.
Putting your kidney out there?
Yeah. No, I mean not to sell, to give to somebody.
Oh, like, okay.
If you had a friend that came up to
Let me know, because we can build a promotion around that,
too. Oh, you got that? You can sell that?
Yeah.
No, but would you ever give your kidney to a... That's a tough call, isn't it?
I'd have a couple of cocktails to think about it and then go, wait, I can't do the cocktails.
I know someone who got a kidney from, I don't know if they were even related, but the person who donated, he's fine, years ago.
I think Dave Novotny's wife may have given her kidney. I think he said that story.
We have a friend who was in need and my husband went and got tested.
That's a friend.
And it wasn't a match?
No, it was not.
That's a friend, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what if your kidney goes bad, then?
Have you joined the bone marrow donor registry? That's a cool thing. That's a great gift of life you can give. And the chances that you'll be called are slim, obviously. But it's still, if you could be the match, you could save a life. That would be pretty
awesome. I'm not even dumping ice on my head. And she's talking about bone marrow.
Well, that's where it gets pretty intense.
Yeah. All right.
So Tomorrow, around 5 o'clock, Scott Stantis, the cartoon boy from the Tribune, will be in. The cartoon that needs a caption is Rahm Emanuel running from one of those red light camera systems. You provide the caption. Top three will get stuff from me, including one winner taking home one of the metal crucifixes that Dave Novotny has put together. And then some Lou Malnati's gift cards around to give away, finally. And that's tomorrow around 5 o'clock. You got to send those captions to my Facebook page, The Gary Myers Show.
I'm so glad that this red light camera thing is vindicating.
Did you ever find out if you were
Yeah,
scammed?
I went on. I did find out how to use that thing. And
All yours are legit?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're legit, but my corners were not the corners that are under dispute. You know, like,
okay, so yours are legit.
Well, I don't know if they're legit. There's just that mine. I don't like mine. Didn't have any like what they were trying to show is that they have an inordinate amount of
But
turns.
You have paid all
yeah,
of
I've
your
paid
fines,
and I really found out that basically when I forgot when this they listed all of them. I have about eight. I thought I had 10. I had 8, and then I found 2 more. So there are 10. But 8 of them are within 2 of the same corners.
So that corner was not the one they focused on.
No, I pretty much have almost all the turns at that corner.
When will you learn?
And it was maybe so mad because it were always the ones around by my parents' house on my way to work here. I would always stop. I stopped there to, you know, make sure everything's
look
okay.
For raccoons and things.
And then I go and I turn to come downtown, and it's always at the same couple of streets where I would turn to go toward the highway.
Have you learned your lesson yet?
Although I did notice that there was one near my house where I got one, and they've taken it down because it was in a bad spot. It was you could not help but turn and not see that thing. It was hidden, and it was not in a good spot.
I know, but it wouldn't go off unless you went through the red light.
Yeah, but you had to get my point is you had to get over that white line in order to see the traffic to make the turn, and then it hit.
All right.
You.
Well, obviously this thing is a complete hot mess.
Right. But I was saying that from the beginning, and you were always
well because I've driven with you. If it was anybody else, I could sympathize. But
all I know is
I've been in your passenger
all
seat.
All I know is everywhere you've needed to go, when I've driven, you have gotten there safely. And on time.
And thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
That's all I have to say. Everybody complains, although yesterday. So I'm coming home from Dave's, right? I pick up the mini crucifix.
Okay, they're just crucifixes. Unless you know that mine's bigger.
You have the biggest crucifix.
It's not a mini. By mini, it sounds like it's about 2 inches tall.
That's right. It's a nice
size. In fact, the woman who picked hers up today, she looked at it and went,
wow.
What's mini about
that's
this?
You shouldn't say that.
I know.
Because they're a nice size.
I will drop mini.
So I pull out of the parking lot where Dave's place is, and I'm going to take a left turn, right? So it's a red light. So there's a truck that's to the right. I'm going to go in the left turn lane, and there's a truck in the lane next to me that's going to go straight. So that truck is so big that I can't see if people are walking across the street.
How many dead?
Right. So I pull up, and I'm behind the thing, but some guy is jogging, right? And I'm just as he's crossing the truck, I'm coming there, and I'm going to stop. Well, he doesn't think I'm going to stop.
I've had that happen too.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know.
But I'm going to stop.
Well, you know, how do you know?
But he's yelling at me before he even knows if I'm going to stop.
What did he say?
Well, he starts going, "Hey, what are you doing? There's a red line. There's a white line over here." I'm like, "Just keep running. Just don't worry about me."
Maybe he knew just that keep... you've had 10 blowing red lights.
I'm like, "Just keep running." You know, it's like, I'm stopped.
Your aura says that you don't stop.
Because this guy came, you know, as soon as he, it was one of those things where it was like a perfect storm. Because he was just clearing the truck, and then he was seeing me pull up. But I wasn't speeding. I was just slowing
down. I've seen that, too, where you're walking, and all of a sudden the car,
yeah,
you think it's not going to stop. Who knows?
I know, but you have to yell at me?
Yeah, I think you do.
You don't.
First of all, you're hard of hearing. And I think that's appropriate.
And so we almost, I mean, I don't usually do a road rage, but this got me mad because I wasn't doing anything wrong. I stopped.
What were you going to do?
No, I'm.
Then run him over?
Well, I mean, because he sort of stopped, you know, like in the, like, hey, there's a line here. And I'm like, you know, just keep running. Just keep running. Don't worry about me.
By the way, you want to buy some crystal? Well, I got your attention.
You need crystal baskets from Prague? But and that really got me upset because I didn't. I was fine.
All right. Well, you didn't kill anybody this time.
Yeah.
What's going on with India? Their top court said that children as young as 12 can climb atop towering human pyramids in a popular Hindu celebration that has seen deaths and injuries in past years. Devotees celebrate the birthday of the child god Krishna each August by forming a pyramid with the last climber, usually a child, clambering to the top to break the dahi handi, an earthen pot filled with curd. It honors Krishna's effort to steal butter. And these towers that they do, these human towers, I mean, they're...
Are they amazing?
They can reach 40 feet high.
And it's just all bodies?
That's four stories, yeah. One on top of the other.
And are
it's
they,
four stories tall of people.
Are they laying, or how are they...
No, they're like you'd see a cheerleader pyramid...
Like one of those?
Standing on each other.
That's amazing.
Not on their hands and knees
a
cheerleader. I should say standing,
right.
But building this tower...
Like on their shoulders.
Yeah, and this one court said, all right, we got to control this. Here, a court in Mumbai last week set the country's first age limit for participants at 18 after two males aged 14 and 19 died in falls.
Of course.
The court also said the pyramids must not exceed 20 feet in response to a petition filed by rights activists seeking restrictions on the children's participation in the ritual. But opponents of the age restriction brought the case to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court put that ruling on hold, said children who've reached their 12th birthday can't participate.
I'd just be in the bottom.
Well, I don't get this at all.
Be in the anchor. Oh. And now what happened? Krishna wanted to steal butter?
That's what it says here.
I never really knew. I didn't know that there was like a Krishna. Like there was actually a kid? That's what it said?
And you call yourself a George Harrison fan.
I know.
You poser.
I didn't know there was a kid. I knew there was a Muhammad. But did you know there was a kid named, you know, Tommy Krishna?
I didn't. The ceremony is most popular in the western state of Maharashtra, where rich devotees offer millions of rupees as rewards to the groups breaking the pots during the celebration.
Well, somehow he wanted to steal butter?
Again, this sounds is like, this like is the Sambo. Old country.
Sounds like the Sambo story.
But they're upset when they can't have the youngsters go up there and fall and break their neck.
That's a rite of passage. There was a story I heard that some guy kind of mocking religion, he says that he wears a pasta colander on his head, and he says that that's part of his religion.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that story.
Yeah.
And he wanted his driver's license picture taken with the colander on his head, and I guess he got permission.
Yeah.
Because he said that's his religion.
It's like a burqa and anything else.
That's what I wear.
Right. A pasta cap.
Good luck if you're pulled over trying to get out of a ticket. What the hell is this?
Where's your strainer?
That's my religion. I wear a colander.
Yeah.
Okay, Captain Rachel Ray, step out of the vehicle. 312-521-8600. That is the text number and the phone number. Got a lot of stories, or more than one, which is a lot to me for the type of story it is, where people are breaking into things and then falling asleep.
I mean, they're robbing?
Well, Aaron, where's the one about the guy that left the police station? I got that one and I got this one.
I think Aaron should just sit in the corner.
She should, because she puts all these stories out and I can't find
there.
Them.
You should just sit there.
A Massachusetts man fell asleep in a chair in his living room, and then when he woke up, a bloody stranger was asleep on the couch. Responding officers arrested Timothy Benway and charged him with entering a building at night, putting a person in fear, and vandalism.
Oh, so they're not even robbing. They're just coming in the house and falling asleep.
Benway's injuries were consistent with a highly intoxicated person walking through a wooded area and falling down. That's how they put it all together. We think he was drunk. He walked through the woods and fell down and was all bloody.
And got into your house.
And then fell asleep on the couch. That's a pretty heavy sleeper. You wouldn't notice somebody coming in and then you wake up and this is on your couch?
Well, the other day I came in the house. I closed the back door. I put stuff in the refrigerator. I made a reasonable amount of noise that you would make when you're coming to the house. And I walked in the living room and my wife was sleeping.
No, pretending she was asleep.
Yeah, she didn't move, so I was surprised.
How about some nookie? She's sleeping. Police say a Colorado Springs homeowner came home to find a strange woman sleeping in a bedroom. Taylor Gregg broke into the home and took several items before deciding to take a nap. They're probably, obviously...
Well, they got to be on drugs.
Something.
Yeah, there's...
A Connecticut man charged with stealing a taxi cab stepped out of a Boston Police Department station house and into an empty patrol car for a nap. Shortly after being arrested on charges of stealing a car, released on bail, Nicholas Cunliffe was found asleep in the front seat of an empty police car outside the police station where he had been booked. Then he was charged with breaking and entering. A lot of sleepy people out there.
Well, they're so, you know, crime is so blasé these days. It's like it's so easy.
But then there's this stunad out of Maine. This guy was busted for a DUI back in June. So he had a T-shirt made with his mugshot on it. And then when he reported to jail, he was wearing the mugshot T-shirt. And they took another mugshot of him wearing the mugshot T-shirt.
Awesome, man. Now that's cool. That's like when you look at one of those
mirrors.
It looks like you're going right down the hallway.
Right, or when there's a television camera and there's a monitor in the shot, and they keep showing the monitor with the monitor with the monitor.
Well, at least he knew he'd probably use that T-shirt again soon.
These people are walking around driving cars.
Every day.
Scary.
Every
day. So you were talking about mugshots. Did you see the mugshot of Texas Governor Rick Perry?
No.
He did it the right way.
With glasses or without?
Well, because they're saying that the charges against him seem to be kind of political. Even people on the left are saying it seems like this might be political in nature. Oh, he is styling in his mugshot. I'm bringing it over.
Let me take a look.
Well, he's doing the whole presidential thing now. He's wearing glasses now and no more color.
Well, that looks like he's posing for a magazine.
Oh, yep. Really?
So they tell you not to smile, don't they?
Right. You're supposed to just
He's kind of smiling.
Do you get the feeling the officers who are taking it are going, yeah, okay.
Well, he's their boss.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So think about it.
You look good, man.
Sure, he's got a suit and tie on. Oh, yeah. That's my mugshot.
Well, has he got his glasses on or no?
No.
No?
And what are the charges?
That he used his office to illegally fire a woman.
Abuse of power.
Yeah. She was caught in a DUI on video.
I don't know what he did wrong here, to be honest with you.
I kind of don't either.
She got a DUI. He said, you need to quit.
And she wouldn't.
And she wouldn't quit. So he said, fine, I'm going to.
So what he did essentially was defund her job.
And they said, that's wrong. You want to get rid of somebody that had a DUI in public service.
Yeah. Who also was videotaped using it, saying, don't you know who I am? Yeah. I'm a political person. You can't do this to me.
So she wouldn't quit. So he's like, okay, fine, then I'll just defund your job and you won't have a job anymore. I think that's pretty smart.
Doesn't seem wrong to me. At least two people were shot, 31 arrested during late-night protests in Ferguson. No officers were involved in the shootings. Some of those arrested came as far as New York and California to join in on this. Earlier yesterday, 90-year-old Holocaust survivor Hedy Epstein, a political activist and St. Louis resident, was one of the nine protesters arrested for blocking the entrance to a building where Governor Jay Nixon has offices. She was among a group of more than 100 protesters calling for the arrest of the officer that shot Michael Brown.
When does this end? Does this end, or does this continue to go now? Just every day?
Yeah.
Because now there's nothing to do in the summer. It's just like people are just hanging out.
The funeral is Monday, so there will be, I'm sure, a huge turnout for that. The investigation, they're saying, is likely to take a couple more weeks. And in the meantime,
Okay, there's...
all these theories are floating now. It's going to be harder and harder to get through the muddle.
As far as what theories?
The first reports were that this was a kid who had his hands up, and next thing you know, he was shot in the back by the officer. Now we're getting word that the kid...
shots in front.
And that's the thing. Now these, three different autopsies are being conducted, and we haven't heard the complete results of any of them, as far as I know. And so there's still toxicology reports, and now somebody was saying that what they aren't telling us is more about the officer who was involved, who apparently suffered a fractured eye socket, which indicates that there was a tussle of some sort. Right. And now it's gotten to the point where you don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, they released that surveillance video of that kid stealing the cigars.
Right.
And pushing the shopkeeper.
And that's, people are
and now
really
they're
angry.
Upset about that, but yeah. I'm thinking, well, that is part of the story. Not saying that he deserved to be shot for that, but that is a component.
Well,
And I don't know why, since
you've
named...
Well, the cop didn't even know it was him. Yeah, but the kid knew
exactly
that he had robbed a store and roughed up a store clerk.
So now when he gets stopped by a cop, he's afraid.
He's assuming that it's not because he's walking down the street. It's
because of what he just did.
Yeah.
They say that the stock of tasers has gone up in the last few days because they figure all these cops are going to start buying tasers more because the outcry is going to be, hey... too much force for the situation. So the taser and body cameras.
That's the other one I just heard about.
Sells body cameras, and I'm sure a lot of these cops are going to say, okay, if we're going to have to go out and do this, we're going to have some evidence of what we did. Because it's he said, she said. In this case, there was no camera in the car.
Right.
And it's the eyewitnesses. And
you got 4011 different... eyewitnesses saying 4011 different things.
Well, how often they have those car cameras when they pull somebody over? If they didn't have those, who knows what people would be you know, alleging that the cops...
Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah.
And I want to say that where they have instituted dashboard cameras, that the complaints against the police are down.
How are you going to argue?
And it works for everybody.
Yeah.
Taser International... best known for electroshock stun guns, has seen its share price jump 19% in the past 5 trading days. Investors are betting that allegations of heavy-handed police tactics, including the shooting of an unarmed teenager, will lead to a big increase in sales of Taser's body cameras that can be worn by officers while on patrol.
I would do that.
Frankly, I'm not too wild about this next event, but it has become a tradition.
Remember, you're all a big part of the show. We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go.
Up the butt every day.
This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Now let us imagine that you're in the middle of your program.
You must identify your station.
You might say...
WGN.
.FM.
Right here.
Good afternoon, Capri and Chicago Heights. Breaking news. 2 rappers, Samuel Shadow Morgan and Edwin D12 Tway, spent time as kids in refugee camps in Ghana after fleeing the civil war back home in Liberia, one of the Ebola virus-stricken areas. Now, these 2 rappers have come up with an Ebola song.
Ebola, Ebola, Ebola. Don't touch your friend. Don't touch it.
Between that and the ice water over the head stunt for ALS, viruses have become go-to for entertainment.
Better than Vegas.
Why stop there? How about disco for diabetes or twerking for erectile dysfunction? Here's a developing story. The Brazilian state of Sao Paulo is investigating why women are being asked to submit to tests to prove their virginity in order to apply for state jobs.
That sounds kind of crazy.
This country loves to fiddle with that area. first, the Brazilian, and what do you call this? The Virginian?
Well, stop kidding. We didn't make us some drinks.
Those stories and more on 240 Minutes. I'm Gary Meyer on the Super Streamliner, the G, on the Gear Force on WGN.FM, Chicago.
Do not touch it. It is dangerous.
Don't touch me. Hey.
Ebola. Ebola.
Don't touch a friend.
No touching. No eating. Something dangerous. Ebola.
It sounds like something that Robin Thicke could have recorded and made a hit. This might be a hit, too. I don't know.
Don't touch your friends.
That's right. Very contagious. Wow. Jeff, you're on the blower. 312-521-8600.
Hey, Gary. How are you, man? It's so nice to hear you on the net, which is actually better than FM because you can never get an AM signal downtown anyway. So it's kind of nice to hear you. You know, I wanted to tell you, you did something once with Milt Rosenberg, and it was one of the coolest things because I listened to you for years and years, and I always heard your voice in the day. But you did a show with Cochran and Milt and you, and there was one other guy in there. You were all talking about, like, the history of Chicago radio and things, and you guys should do that again. You guys should see if you can pull it off on your FM one or whatever because it was so interesting. You guys had so much to say, and it just kind of – you know, really, it got me back into radio again, actually, so I appreciate that.
Every year, towards the end of the year, Milt would do that show based on what had happened in the media in Chicago that year. And he'd have a panel, and that's the panel that you heard. I was on with Cochran and Dave Kaplan.
Right.
And I don't know if Milt is doing that on his podcasts, but I was scheduled to be on one, and then they bounced him. Right before. It was about two or three days before that. I was all ready to go. Milt's not on anymore. So that was the end of that. But maybe now that he's regrouped and doing these podcasts, maybe he'll do it. I'll ask him. But if he doesn't do that, I'd be happy to have him come on this program, and we can assemble a few people and we can talk. If that's not too inside baseball, I don't know. Maybe some people just think it's too self-serving.
No, I think it'd be a great show. You definitely have a listener for me. So, I mean, I hope you stick around. I think the FM thing is going to be great, and I'll do all we can with some of the things to promote you, and we'll talk about it one day when I get to show you my app and stuff like that.
So, right.
Have a good one, man. I'm glad you're here. Thank you.
Nice app.
He's going to show you his app.
That's right. It's a nice app. Yeah, this Jackie Robinson West team, I think I heard that this is the first all African American team we've had here
from Chicago.
Yeah,
not in the World Series.
But I know I heard this one.
It might. I know that there was another team from that area that had made it, but I don't know if they were all.
I think
African
I heard
American
that.
At that time.
Can you, my fact checkers in the other room, can you confirm that that's true? This is the first all African American team
from Chicago or in the World Series altogether.
I think Chicago, but you can check on the other component of that too.
Now they're saying that these kids are heroes now in the neighborhood.
Oh yeah, why wouldn't they be?
Yeah, I'm just
30 years since we got there.
I'm just wondering if they understand the magnitude when they come home. Even if they lose tonight, I mean, if they come home, they're going to come home like with a ticker tape parade.
Well, finally, some good news coming out
of that area, yeah.
Of this. That area wasn't or isn't under siege like Inglewood, but with what's going on in Ferguson, this could be the feel good of it all.
Did you see those kids crying yesterday that lost the game?
No.
The Rhode Island team, they were all in the little, and they mic'd the coach.
I did hear his speech.
Yeah, he gave
But
his
I didn't
speech.
Notice that the
oh, yeah,
kids were crying.
Oh, yeah, they were all crying.
There's no crying in baseball. Did he tell them that?
Oh, there is in Little League World Series, though. They love to, the cameras love to show that. They always zoom in on the kids after they lose.
Tomorrow, as I mentioned, Scott Stantis and the cartoon contest, which is only going to be once a month now. And the cartoon is on my Facebook page right now. You can check out the cartoon and then post your caption on the Gary Meyer Show. That's my Facebook address. And tomorrow, Scott will be in around 5 o'clock to talk about those. Okay, I have the story about this facial fitness contraption out of Japan? Wait, I'm getting something in my headphones. What's that, Kreef?
I actually have info on the Little League.
All right, let's clean that up right now.
They are the first all-African-American team to reach the Little League World Series since 1983. So not the first overall, but the first since 1983.
Okay. In all of Little League?
Yes.
In all of Little League. Wow.
So that's good.
It's really saying something. Because, you know, the thing is that baseball is not as popular in the African-American community as it used to be.
Why?
Well, because I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, you need more equipment, you know, and you need plays. You know, basketball, you have a ball and a rim. You can find that anywhere. And they're saying that going back to the Jordan days, when Michael Jordan was so popular, kids all wanted to be like Michael, and so everybody played basketball, and baseball took a back seat, and now you see there's more Hispanics playing baseball, and the African Americans are not as, it's not as, as popular. So to see an all-African American team is a pretty big deal.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens tonight. That's what time?
6:30, I think.
6:30. Yeah. Central?
Central time.
Japan has this device that you put in your mouth to tone your facial muscles. I don't know if you've seen this video.
No.
And it's basically, it looks like a ball. Let's see if I get this right. Not a ball cock.
A ball gag.
Ball gag.
A red ball gag.
Right. I
like
get those mixed up sometimes. And boy, does that ruin the weekend. A ball gag, but then it has two like wings on it that flap up and down, and they show people using this thing. And
so am I biting down?
Yeah, and then you're jerking your head, and these two little elements out to the side go up and down, and I guess strengthen your facial muscles. But it sure looks like something else, and it might be somebody's inside joke in Japan to get these people to do this on video. Again, Japan.
Kooky little country.
The new gadget called Pao, P-A-O, facial fitness resembles either a drone or a flapping bird.
And what do those do? What does that
do? Who knows? They say it strengthens your facial muscles. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I can see biting.
Tightens the skin. But that's the video that's making the rounds now. It's on my Twitter page if you want to take a look at it.
Everything's viral. Ugh. Remember that? Do you remember a time when everything we did, no one saw?
What, 15 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's not
well,
even
that's
15.
Why this ice bucket on the head thing. That's why that's getting some kind of traction,
course.
Because everybody can do it and then post it and then oh look at what
look
I
at
did.
Me. Look how crazy I am.
And as I've said, Lou Gehrig wouldn't do it, and he invented the disease.
It's got his name on it.
Yeah. He wouldn't even do it because he had too much class. He gave the speech, and then that was it.
And he walked away.
And if somebody said, hey, Lou, to really goose this up, if you want to pour some ice water over your head, that would really do it.
Not interested.
He would have cold cocked him. And I don't mean that as a pun.
The Iron Horse. Man's man.
But everything's got to have some kind of stunt, and I got to have a video, and I got to have people see me. Otherwise, my life is worthless.
Well, I just wonder now what other charities are going to try to come up with, because whether it's silly or not, whether it's narcissistic or not, it has raised, I think, upwards of $14 million up to this point.
No doubt there's going to be other stunts. But why didn't you...
Right.
Donate before this? Why were you opposed to ALS donations before that?
And you didn't know about ALS before? Is this a new disease to you? Because we've certainly heard it before. What I want to find out is what's going to happen in April of 2015. Are people still going to be donating? Are they still going to be ice bucketing? Or what's going to be the next thing? And then that charity will be the funny one. And then poor ALS will be saying, hey, what happened to all those donations? We had $14 million in 3 months, and now we're back to $500,000 again.
Somebody said to me yesterday, this will all be toast by Labor Day.
It'll completely be
off the radar by Labor Day.
Yeah, but I just want to see how the donations continue. You know, this is, you know, it's nice. It gets some awareness. Yes, they've raised 14 times as much money as they usually raise. But the goal is not a little flash in the pan. If you want to fight a disease, look at what Jerry, look at how much money Jerry Lewis raised over 50 years and in terms of muscular dystrophy. And there's no cure yet. 50 years of
yeah.
billions of dollars.
Yeah. So, go dry your wet head and think about that and smoke it. Got some Tom Skilling weather to share. Let's do that. Tom, what do you got?
Gary, you know those thunderstorms that rained on your alfresco meal at noon, they may do that again a couple times in the days ahead, but we're building warmth and humidity in the area to downright heat by the end of the week and may put together our first multi-day string of 90s. So tonight there's a chance of a shower thunderstorm, then partly cloudy, warm and humid, 67. Sun and mixed clouds tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms may bubble up in 40% of the area in the afternoon. They'll be widely scattered but gusty in spots, 87 but low 80s beaches. Storms diminish, 70 tomorrow night, and mixed sun and clouds, hot and humid Thursday. Scattered thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon, high around 90. Then Friday, hot and humid, partly sunny and 92, maybe a thunderstorm. And Saturday, partly sunny, hot and humid, high 94. We'll leave the thunderstorms out for now on Saturday, but check back with you and see if we're safe in doing that. It looks like it's a darn hot weekend coming up here.
Is every football coach that gets the Gatorade bucket dumped on them exempt from sending a check? Because isn't that the deal? If you do the dump, you don't have to send a check, which I'm sure the ALS people will say, no, send the check too, because right. everybody's doing the dump.
Right. You know, I never thought that's a good point. The whole idea was right. that if you didn't, wasn't the whole idea that if you didn't...
Right, then you just send a check.
Right.
But everybody's doing it.
Right, so is anybody sending a check?
I don't know.
Well, they are sending a check, but it's sort of going against what the original thing was then, right? Because if you yeah. didn't do it, then you would send the check.
There's now a bidding war for Family Dollar, with Dollar General offering about $9 billion, that's 9 billion items, for the discounter in an effort to trump Dollar Tree's bid.
All these dollars are...
They're all going after each other. Dollar General Corp said it would pay $78.50 per share in cash, 3% higher than Family Dollar. Dollar General put the deal's value at $9.7 billion.
There's obviously a lot more money than just a few bucks in those stores.
I like the dollar stores. Now, I don't know which one I frequent the most of all these. Let's see. We got Family Dollar, Dollar General. I think I go to Dollar Tree.
Oh, Dollar. So there's at least three?
Yeah.
Now, somebody told me that one of those do not have anything. Everything in the store is not a dollar. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't, because the one I go to, everything's a dollar.
Well, then you must not. One of them, somebody told me that.
It's more?
Then some places they have stuff for $2 or $3 or $4.
That's wrong.
I know.
Dollar General, Dollar Store, Dollar Tree should be a dollar. Everything's a dollar.
Now, is there anything? I've never been in one of these. Is it just a flat dollar? Like the price tag?
As far as what?
Anything.
What do you mean?
Well, anything.
What do you mean flat dollar?
Is it a buck or is it 98?
Dollar.
It's just a dollar.
Dollar store, dollar, dollar.
I'm saying when
dollar.
When I go into pay, do I have to pay 103 or 110 because of tax?
Everything's a dollar. If
just
you have
a dollar.
35 items, that's $35.
Right. So there's the
plus
tax.
Plus tax.
Oh, plus tax.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was asking. So there is tax.
Right.
So it's not just $35, 35 items.
I'm trying to think if I paid tax or was that baked in. I think you pay tax.
See, I would
everything's
bake it
a dollar.
I would bake it in because that's more fun. To just say 35 items, $35. There you go.
312.
What do you buy there?
521-8600. Like bungee what? Cords.
Oh, that's right.
I like bungee cords.
And for what?
They have name brand ketchup and stuff.
For a buck?
Yeah. Heinz.
Good size?
Yeah. Regular size.
Oh, is that the yep. small little bottle?
Steamboat Willie CDs. Frank,
is Walt getting
hey,
any of that
Gary,
money?
How are you?
Sure he is. What up?
What up, man? I'm on my way home from work, awaiting an ice cold bucket of water.
Talk to
me. And I'm going to donate as well. I'm going to do the ice bucket and give the money because I just don't think it's right, like you guys said, to dump water on my head to get out of paying.
Why not just send the check? Why do you have to dump any water on your head?
I got suckered into it from a couple of friends, and everybody else is doing it, and that's how it happens. I had one of my best friends talk me into it, and now we're gone.
Okay. Enjoy it.
Well, it's going to be a good time, so watch Facebook. It'll be up there.
Sure it will.
See, watch Facebook.
You've got to watch Facebook. Thank you, Frank.
What I would do is I would get warm water and 7 ice cubes. No shock to my system.
Here's a text. We get it. You're afraid to do it.
I'm not afraid to do it. It's stupid.
I don't want to do it.
It's a fad. It's
really.
It's got nothing to do with charity. It's all about me. Look at me.
As my father would always say, if Joe Blow jumps in the lake, you're going to jump in too? No, I'm not. Thank you. Really, everything's got to have a stunt attached.
And then it goes, but that's fine. But you know what? Then it goes away. It's, you know, everything is so just temporary that's why I feel sorry, because these, you know, I'm sure that the charity is happy about this, but for a sustained long-term thing, this is not what you want to do if you're a charity, because you just don't want to spike. You want to have consistent donations.
I want to dump a bucket of candy bars over my head for diabetes. I will start that.
There you go.
How does that sound?
Now that I would do.
Thank you.
Now that I would do.
How about I dump a bunch of condoms over my head for erectile dysfunction? Will that help you? Dollar General, not all $1.
See?
I guess that's why it's called Dollar General. In general.
But the one you go to, you said, is all.
It's all a dollar. And then there are these Five Below stores. Have you seen these?
No.
I think everything's under $5.
I thought it was cold.
I thought it was like a jacket store. But somebody's, no, it's under $5.
Well, I can't see how there could be that many items under a dollar that are worth buying. I wouldn't mind the General or the Five Below. What am I going to buy for a buck?
I'm telling you, I walk out of there.
Really?
Yeah, with a bunch of stuff.
Is it impulse buy?
Like a big box of Good and Plenty? Ketchup, Steamboat Willie CD, bungee cords, maybe a pliers.
So you mean staples, things you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need your staples.
Paper plates.
Oh, paper plates?
Oh, yeah.
Are they a good thickness?
Rags. I like a nice clean rag.
Oh.
Yeah, for the car.
Nice.
Yeah, a bunch of rags.
But is it like, what, one rag?
No, I think there are three in a bundle.
All right.
Those are nice.
Not
bad. Oh, lint rollers.
Oh, the lint brush?
That's not a brush, it's the roller.
Roller, that's
the adhesive,
nice.
Yeah.
Full size?
Yeah.
Or just those minis?
I had a mini. I think there were minis.
Well,
still good.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
Living large.
So what are you dropping?
If they had dollar stores in Iraq and Palestine, Israel, everybody put down everything, go to the dollar store.
The rupee store.
The rupee store.
So what are you dropping on a normal?
Drop 20.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Big bag, a couple of bags.
Sure. Big bags of... Or a big Kit Kat bar, dollar. Tina.
Gary.
Work gloves.
Work gloves?
Yeah, when I work in my mother's yard, I have these work gloves, and if they wear out, I go to the dollar store. Yeah.
Gary, I adore you. I am so frustrated, though, with you and Bibble right now.
Thank you.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. First of all, my cousin, last year in December, 40 years old, was diagnosed with ALS. So it means something to me and my family and everybody that this girl knows that sure, we could just go and give money. And, you know, you give money whether or not you do the bucket challenge. It's just, you know, that's just up to you. But everyone I know has given money. This girl in 9 months is in a wheelchair, can't use her hands, and it's a horrific disease that doesn't get the kind of publicity that it should get. Cancer gets the publicity, all the other ones, this one doesn't. And this is bringing it up there, and it's not $14 million, it's $22 million so far. And the girl, my cousin in Ohio, has done it herself. It's just, it's a way to get it out there.
Okay, it just seems sad that before this stunt, nobody gave... To ALS.
This is not a new disease. I know how severe it is. It's a terrible disease.
But that isn't the point.
Right.
It's just funny, or sad, I should say. It's not funny that people don't care unless you stunt with it.
I don't know that it's that so much as it's not publicized. It's, I mean, I knew of it from, like you guys said, the Jerry Lewis telethon. Remember the
Augie,
the United Airlines president?
Well, I'll tell you what. Then every one of these charities that represent these different maladies, these whatever, should hire the breast cancer people, because those people, they certainly get all the publicity you can possibly want.
Pink bets on
baseball.
You've
got baseball. The NFL involved. It's always about breast cancer, and they seem to get the word out.
I agree with that, but I just think it's so, I mean, I've seen so much hatred spewed, not you guys, but on Facebook from people, oh my God, you're wasting a precious commodity of water. And you know what? In Aurora, Illinois, where I live, I'm not really hurting for water, and my water isn't going to make any difference to where it is a problem. And throwing it on myself just to say, hey, cousins, let's go and do this for Christine, it's a fun, harmless way to get something out there.
But my only fear is that, like Gary just said, but by Labor Day, there'll be a new one. And then all of a sudden, the excitement will be gone. The goal is long-term awareness, not just a spike. And that's my fear. So everybody's getting on the bandwagon, and then it's going to go away, and a new one's going to come up, and then people will forget about ALS again.
And I do agree with that, and that's maybe where ALS needs to step up. I mean, I've already seen the Mrs. Doubtfire challenge for suicide where you throw a pie in your face. I've seen that one.
Throw what?
For suicide prevention, the Mrs. Doubtfire challenge.
What are you supposed to do?
Throw a pie in your face like he did in the movie.
Because he almost got caught without his Mrs. Doubtfire makeup on, so he smeared his face. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen here. All these different charities are looking for something now because the light has gone on. This is the way to get money, and you got to have a stunt, and we're going to see all kinds of this stuff. I don't know what they're going to do for prostate cancer. That's going to be quite interesting.
I just think it's up to ALS now to continue it, but to think that in a couple weeks' time they raised $22 million, where the same period last year it was, I think, $1.5 million, that says a lot.
Yeah,
and I think it's
that's great, and if the end result is that, fine. I think it's a little too stunty, and that's where we'll leave it. Thanks, Tina.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay. I just hope in April that they still are able to raise $20 million.
Things,
I don't think that's going to happen.
These things burn white hot. Linnea.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about Dollar Tree.
Yes, you've come to the right place.
Yeah. I literally am living paycheck to paycheck, and I go there.
Oh, son of a... Can't they fix that? When we switch from... When they go from programming to the Cubs game on the AM, it takes the callers out.
It takes everything out.
And we've got to reset something. The hell?
I just had to hit a button right when that
happened. But it takes the callers out, so please call again.
Sure. And shake a farmer's hand.
Gary Meyer on the 50,000 million watt streamliner. Linnea, I was talking to you, and because of a switching issue, they cut off the phone calls. Let's continue on. We're talking dollar stores.
Right. And I go to Dollar Tree, and they're the one with the green sign, if I can remember it. And everything's a dollar. And when I get paid, I go there and get all my cleaning supplies for the next 2 weeks. So I get a big bottle of Pine Sol, you know, regular size bottles of spray disinfectants.
Mm-hmm.
And I only get it if it says antibacterial, you know, it's not fake. Four rolls of toilet paper for a dollar, paper towels, and those kinds of things. And then for my dogs, I can get a whole box of treats for a dollar and a three-pack of pressed rawhide bones. And then the other thing, I work with in special ed, and I get, they have big charts and graphs that you can put up on the wall in your classroom, usually are two for a dollar, stickers, little prizes, school supplies. Sometimes I bake with the kids. And you get the cake mix, the frosting, both. It's $2 for the whole activity. And I can't say enough about them. I just am amazed every time I come out of there with a full cart, and I know how much I spend.
Well, this discussion started with the fact that Family Dollar, there's a bidding war for Family Dollar with General Dollar General offering about $9 billion in an effort to trump Dollar Tree's bid. So this is obviously very popular to shop at, these stores. And I've been there a number of times. I listed the wonderful things I've gotten. And if you're right, having the financial issues that Linnea stated, where you're paycheck to paycheck, can't beat it.
Oh, absolutely. And the other two, I don't like it because they do, you know, you have to find out what the different items cost. And I've been in the store, you know, where I've heard people say, how much is this? And they keep asking, and then they keep going, is this a dollar, really? You know, is everything really a dollar?
It should all be a dollar. I think that's, or less, if you want to go that way. I buy my gas there. Dollar a gallon? Are you kidding me? It's sweet.
I would if I could.
Yeah. It's in the back. You got to go in the back.
Secret word.
Yeah. Thank you, Linnea.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye.
David.
Gary, how we doing?
Good.
Hey, good. Hey, real quick, I just jumped in my car from work, and I heard the tail end of the whole ALS thing, and my mother actually passed away about 3 weeks ago from ALS.
Oh.
And it was a rough 2 years, and I've been thinking about the form that she had started in her like her neck and her throat area, and it took away her ability to talk. And it was just, you know, it was so weird thinking about, I mean, I've been a longtime listener of yours and, you know, Johnny in the Morning and you know, Kevin Matthews and your old partners and, you know, just how blessed we are here in the Midwest to have the voices that we've heard from, you know, Harry and Jack and you know, Pat Foley and you know, Tom and John that do the Hawks games now and Harrelson. And, you know, you just don't think about these things in a day and age where, you know, I mean, there's so much, you know, texting and computers and things. I just want to call and tell you thank you because, I mean, you keep a lot of people laughing, you know, hours throughout the day. And you've been it for many years, and I just want to call and tell you thanks.
Thank you, David. I'm sorry to hear about your loss.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm not doubting that the disease is horrendous. That's not the discussion. It's terrible. This, why didn't we care about it before we started seeing these people with ice water on their head? All of a sudden, it's now some kind of novelty.
And for a while there, it seemed like people were forgetting that there were donations that went along with being taped or, you know, videoed of with the water going over your head. It became very self-serving.
But the concept is, if you do it, you don't have to send a check. And I'm sure the ALS people are thinking, wait a minute. Right. How about we do that and send the check? Because some people probably think, well, I did it. I don't need to send a check.
Because with this challenge.
Because I've made people aware.
Right. Because, you know, by you saying it's a challenge, you're saying either do this or do something else. But you really want them to do both.
Right. And I think that was the original intent. You say no and you pay $100. Or you say yes and then you give a small donation.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get into some name calling on the texts.
Uh-oh.
Before Fat Bibble sticks his giant foot in his mouth again. Visit a dollar store to experience it.
What?
There are dollar stores that have everything for a dollar and brand items.
What am I saying? What did I say bad? I was asking you.
And you're way out of touch on ALS and that challenge. Jim can text me if he thinks I'm wrong.
All I'm saying is, hey, I used to work for a charity. I worked for the Alzheimer's Association. You want long-term, consistent money over years because these diseases are not going to be cured in 10 minutes. They're going to be taking decades and centuries. So, yes, this is great that they raised $20 million, but my hope is they don't raise $20 million in the next 2 weeks and then $4 in 2 months from now.
Well,
that's my
point.
This
is open.
It shouldn't be a fad. It should be something you care about forever. Then.
This is open the floodgates. These other charities are going to see this and are already planning what their stunt is going
to
be.
They have to.
So, just get ready. This is going to be something that goes on for years. I just wonder how, and I don't understand the tie-in of the ice water. There's a tie-in with ALS.
It's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. So you have just the most minor understanding of how miserable it is to suffer with ALS.
I would think that beforehand. I wouldn't need to experience that.
All you have to do is see, like I said, I would watch the Jerry Lewis telethon every year. And I mentioned this before, there was this one guy named Augie who over the last 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years came down with ALS. He was this big strapping guy. And over the years, every year they would show him, and you could see the way his life just degenerated.
And the
it's the saddest thing you ever saw.
Monies are also for
ALS. Well, because
ALS
is a part of.
Okay, so they're all
And
the Muscular Dystrophy Association has an ALS branch.
Yeah, so that was part of
that. And as you stated, Jerry Lewis raised billions of dollars over the last 60 years, and they still don't have a cure.
Now, they've done amazing work on help treatment and help people live with it, and they've, you know, on a day-to-day basis in terms of long-term care, those certainly, but in terms of a cure, it hasn't been there. Now, I saw a thing over the weekend about the baseball player who inspired this whole bucket challenge. He's at the time he was 22, 23 years old, played baseball for Boston College, came down with this a couple years after college, and, you know, you saw that. And in 2 years, this guy went from a baseball player to barely can talk. Nobody, I don't think when we've discussed this over the last couple of days, we have never said that this is not a serious and horrible disease. Just said.
Who died in this component, in this configuration? I got a text that said somebody associated with this whole chain of events.
I just read.
It's the guy
that helped
him start it. The man who's got ALS had a friend who got this whole thing going, and that friend was on a boat over the weekend and died in a diving accident.
Yeah, he's 27 years old. So how weird is that?
just a few hours after he raised $100,000 for a charity in honor of his friend.
I think the thing that is that from somebody who, as I said before, I've worked at a charity full-time, you just don't want to see this be a spike. It's not get what you can get and then move on. You want to be have sustained. Look at Channel 11. If you watch Channel 11, when they ask for donations, if you notice now in the last 5 years, they have a thing now that you can donate once and get their tote bag or whatever.
Or get your bank account and they'll just automatically take it out.
$10 a month because they need sustained money.
Memberships.
Exactly. It's not about $5 right now or $100
right
now.
Well, the tote bags are not doing it. The coffee mugs. The multiple CDs, DVDs.
But nobody's denying that ALS is not a horrible disease. That is, I would.
Breast cancer get all that attention and then all these other diseases don't?
They must have had some good PR.
It is all about the PR. Yeah. It's become a business, and that scares some people because are you really, really wanting a cure when you've got all these jobs dependent on people having the disease? And that is so dark and cynical, I know, and I don't share that thought, but I have heard it expressed.
But, you know, the other side, too, is the thing about breast cancer. I think breast cancer, we don't know. Everybody may know somebody who has breast cancer or may know somebody who knows somebody. I don't know if ALS has affected as many people over the vast amount of people for them to have felt it. So I think breast cancer, A, it happens to women, so there is a sentimental thing about your mom. Don't think that they don't play into that.
Well, and it also helps when you've got celebrities involved. Let's face it, the AIDS money that came in when Hollywood got on board was astronomical, and that was a great thing. But in the meantime, people who work for places like the Heart Association went, we've got a disease that kills a whole lot more people every year.
I'm telling you, the stunts are going to roll out for all of these.
Every charity is sitting in a meeting with a whiteboard.
What kind of dump can we do?
Saying, how do we come up with a gimmick?
This is brilliant. This text at 312-521-8600. Why do you hate charity so much? Discuss amongst yourselves.
That's so light
missing the
breezy.
Point.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, I haven't done the bucket thing, but I have cut a check.
Attaboy.
I don't need to throw water on my head and let everybody see it.
Yeah.
I cut a check.
Somebody said in a text that you wouldn't do it because you don't want to get your hairpiece wet.
No, that's the beauty of the system. You can swim, you can shower.
You can bike ride,
you can
horseback ride.
It's stuck on as hard as can be.
Don't do that. He just yanked on his head.
I have no fear. It's polyfused.
Well, yeah, but with, wouldn't you be afraid of hearing a ripping sound?
If you can pull Bibble's piece off, you win something out of
between
his,
my bins and my system.
Out of his junk box. Touch Bibble's junk. He's going to assemble a plastic bin of his junk, and he's going to give it away.
Grab my junk.
By the way, I tried to call Greg Jarrett, a.k.a.
Citizen Kane,
mm-hmm. used to do the morning show on the AM. Yeah. And he's not allowed because of what he's doing. He can't talk on
the
air.
What, is he a spy?
Whatever it is, cannot be on the air.
He is kind of an international man of mystery.
Yeah, he is.
So that's the end of that.
He can't talk.
Cannot. So I challenge him to dump a bucket of ice water on himself.
He is working for Snowden. And he and Julian Assange, and he cannot speak right now.
He actually is anonymous.
How did that discussion start about, the morning show being cursed?
We were talking about the curse of the morning show.
And I don't know how that started, but...
Well, Greg Jarrett's name came up somehow yesterday. We were talking about him...
Fishing. That guy called, went fishing on Lake Michigan with his kid. And
you said that you had
a big
challenge.
I had a fishing challenge with Citizen Kane, and then it rolled into all that.
That annual...
Now, if you had put those fish over your head, you could have been on to something.
The sad part was that annual challenge only lasted a year. You only did it one time.
You only did it one time, and that was the end because he was gone. It was going to be an ongoing competition. That's why I say that morning show is cursed.
Now, who won? Wasn't there? Remember, there was a big dispute.
Yeah, I didn't really care. I managed to pull in some fish. He did too, and then.
Well, he was. Well, didn't you get more?
I had more poundage, but he claims his were longer.
Yeah. Well, he always claims his was longer. He never had a mini crucifix.
But that's where that ended.
And now he can't talk to you.
No. Or at least he said that to Creef.
He's under deep cover.
He can't go on the air.
Wow.
Egypt today urged U.S. authorities to exercise restraint in dealing with racially charged demonstrations in Ferguson. This is nice when Egypt is weighing in. Echoing language Washington used to caution Egypt as it cracked down on Islamist protesters last year.
So they're
trying to get into our grill by saying, hey, okay, how about you calm down with this?
I wonder how this does play around the world.
Especially when we've had a couple of journalists arrested now, too.
Yeah, well, now it's
and they
close
love
to
when
home.
You get the feeling the journalists are just so excited to be part of the story.
Yeah, this can't be good for us because it just plays into this whole race. Whenever we try to tell another country, just like you're saying, they look
not
at us
what
and go,
"Not to do."
Yeah, when
and
they go,
we're doing
hey, "What
it.
Are you guys talking about?"
Yeah,
you guys, like, you got it. All the answers. I got news for you.
The Egyptian Foreign Ministry statement on the unrest in Ferguson read similarly to one issued by the U.S. last year when the White House urged security forces to exercise maximum restraint and caution in dealing with demonstrations by Morsi supporters. Oops.
It's our Mizzou spring.
That's what it is.
Now, you were a teenager, right, in the
60s? No. No, skipped it. Didn't look good. No, didn't want to do it.
I'm just wondering, when you look around on all aspects, globally as well as internally in the United States, is this as tumultuous as the 60s was? Does it feel as out of... Because right now, things feel real out of control to me. And I'm wondering if it was like that.
It was worse back then so far. Now,
did you think it was so... It still felt worse.
Whole cities were destroyed in the process, or at least good parts of them. Some of them never recovered.
But even like...
Isn't
globally,
that the saddest thing about poor Ferguson, Missouri? Yeah, you hope that they're able to recover from this. But
how can they?
And some of the residents have been out there every night cleaning up the glass and trying to protect businesses.
What does that do
because,
to help anything?
Exactly. Because this has the potential to set them back decades.
Well, who's going to ever want to go there?
Yep.
I mean, from now on, that's got a scarlet A on it. I mean, that's a
or
scary,
a scarlet F in this case.
Scary town to go to.
I didn't even know Ferguson existed
before
this. Neither
did I. But now
it's, now it's on the map. Now I'm curious.
Yeah, but,
now I might be going.
Just northwest of downtown.
I the last time I was in St. Louis, which is right there, half the place is boarded up. That's St. Louis.
I mean,
and I guess it's better now. And it's certainly the Cardinals have bragging rights over us with that big trophy case.
But no one's talking about that right now.
No. But
it just feels like everything is out of whack between the Middle East and now, you know, the Ukraine. I mean, all this.
What did I see in the paper today that 11,000, is it 11,000 homes have been destroyed in that area in Palestine?
Oh, really?
Oh, easily.
In Gaza?
Yeah, they showed this picture and just all this. I've always said this when I hear this stuff. Who's going to repair all this stuff now? Who's going to fix all that? Why do you have to go to that measure? Because now you're way back in the
You'd be
stack.
Surprised how many Palestinian tuck pointers there are.
Yeah, well, they're going to have a lot of work. Bricklayers, concrete workers.
You know, it's an unknown, untapped area there, but there are quite a few.
I don't want to even read what this person is suggesting for irritable bowel syndrome. Yeah, that's just wrong. Stop.
So many ideas.
Hey, there are no bad ideas in a brainstorm meeting. Remember that, except that one.
And the people at the irritable bowel charities know that these sort of things could occur.
Well, we've already got the voiceover for it. How's your spastic colon doing? There you go.
A spokes bubble.
Yeah.
So don't forget.
You got 20 minutes. That's the challenge. You have 20 minutes to get something in the mail. Otherwise, all hell's going
to
break loose.
Challenge is get to a bathroom. When you hear this sound, you've got 20 minutes. Go. And put that on Facebook, by the way.
I know a research scientist who says that what they learned through breast cancer research can be applied to several other cancers. Well, that's good.
Well, that's good.
And breast cancer is not a death sentence like it was.
It used to be. Death sentence. Right.
My mom had a breast removed. I was about 5-6 years old. All I remember is, you know, I was very young. I just remember my mom, you know, I was staying by my aunt's for like a week and a half or 2 weeks. My mom didn't tell, I mean, I sort of figured it out, but she didn't tell me until I was well into my 30s. I was like, I hate to tell you, Mom, but I know.
Really? She thought she could keep it from you that long.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess, too, you know.
I hate when this guy does that, because everybody wants to go in for some kind of bibbled noogie.
You can't. You just can't all of a sudden.
But you know what's really? But I wish I would have asked her more about it because I, you know, at this point now in my age, I don't know if she, you know, because this is back, say, in the late 60s when she had her breast removed. And I don't know. A lot of times back then, it didn't even necessarily need to be malignant. They would just
take
the breast off just to be safe.
Well, and there was so much more stigma attached to it, because people still thought that you could catch the cancer from somebody, so you just don't want those people around you much.
So for my own benefit, I'd like to know, you know, did she have cancer? Because then, you know, for a family history, I don't, you know, do I have a threat for that? Because I really don't know whether she had cancer or she just had a lump, you know. But
you don't have her medical record somewhere in the house?
Oh, maybe I do.
Or did you let the 1-800-GOT-JUNK people take those too when they took all her furniture? He kept the crystal.
Crystal because there's money there. No, but that's a good point. I should see if I have that. But, you know, she lied about her age. I don't know what else she may have lied about. I told you she lied.
You didn't go digging?
She told me she was 8 years younger than she really was.
The lies.
So
she was just a bunch of lies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
So many secrets in that house.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Here's a suggestion. Try the Tabasco challenge. Drink a shot of Tabasco for Jimmy Leg syndrome. How many people have Jimmy Leg?
I know a couple.
All right, I'll do that.
I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy Leg. I usually have that right before I go to sleep.
Do you ever get the bad... Where your calf just tightens?
The Charlie horse?
Is that what that
is? I get that here a
That's
lot.
Different than restless leg syndrome, though.
No, but is that a Charlie horse?
Where when it just knots?
On its own?
That's what I call it, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was a spell. I thought it had another name for
You're probably dehydrated. You should drink more
Did your mother have
water.
That, too?
No, I used, but I used to get those and scream, and she would run in and rub my calf.
That's great.
I'm like, oh, spasm, spasm.
Mom, can you use a lotion?
All of a sudden, the scene from Sybil comes to mind. Green Kitchen.
Yeah, but she told me she was eight. You know, when she got sick and she was living with us, I had to start doing all of their, my parents' health stuff with, you know.
Sure.
And so I'm calling into the Social Security and all this stuff, and I'm giving her the year that she was born, and they all go, huh?
Huh.
And I go, what do you mean, huh? And they go, well, you said 1928, but we've got 1920. So the first time, but one woman says, well, you know, an 8 and a 0, sometimes they can get mixed up. But by the third time, I call the third different agency, and they're like, huh?
Huh.
And I'm like, okay, Mom, we need to have a discussion here.
But I'll tell you what, she rubbed your calf like she certainly was 8 years younger of whatever.
Hey, to her credit, no one ever questioned because she did look good for her age. Her first thing, and I said, Mom, are you either 83 or 75? And she said, well, I think I'm 83. I said, but I don't look 83. And I said, that's not the point. You look great. That's fine. But your doctor needs to know he's treating an 83-year-old, not a 75-year-old. Right.
Now rub my calf.
No, get my.
I got Jimmy leg.
No, rub my spastic colon.
Mom, your shirt fits funny. Go ahead.
I got Bibble leg. Oh, the humanity. That house of horrors, I tell you. That's why the raccoons moved in and died.
They died in there.
Well, I think we've accomplished nothing today, and I apologize.
But it went by fast.
Be back tomorrow to try to repair this. But the good news is, Bibble didn't mention the racist couple on the cruise ship once today, which is an accomplishment.
Why was that?
But he did wear his Trotsky hat.
I do have the outfit I wore when I went to.
And for those of us who can't see you,
I have my black little Trotsky hat like John Lennon wore when he came off the plane at in New York.
Oh, that plane ride.
Yeah, well, everybody's seen that.
Everybody's seen that one.
You know, it's like a worker hat, and then my little frame glasses, and I wore a black shirt with a red shirt underneath, you know, like the communist red.
Sure.
But not too much.
And then you rode a tiger like Putin? What?
You look like you're going to break into somebody's house when they're on vacation.
And then my blonde hair fit in perfect when we went to Scandinavia. I felt like one of the crowd.
Which is all either fake or dyed right now.
Well, my whole life is fake and
sure,
dyed.
Sure, because your mother was a steck alive, as we found out.
How old are you, Jim? 16.
I tell people 50. Well, that's why her answer was, I said, well, what year were you born? And she said, well, 1928. And I said, but this says, well, that's what they always told me. I'm like, who told you? What does that mean? Where's your birth certificate?
My mother celebrates two birthdays, too, depending on her mood. Yeah. It must have been that generation. They were so traumatized by the depression things, they just went goofy.
Oh.
They just started making stuff up, and that's not me. I'm not even your mother.
My mom just stockpiled necessities, like sugar and flour. Oh. I get the feeling that was left over from that.
They had to ration everything.
My mom's purse was like, weighed 7 pounds. Everywhere she went, she grabbed a roll. She grabbed anything that was loose.
A purse full of sweet and low.
Oh,
they don't want you to leave it on the table.
The ketchup packets
and crackers.
Oh,
crackers!
Hey,
crackers.
Kiddo, can you bring me more saltines? I just put them in their purse for the next 4 months.
When my dad was in the nursing home, she would bring home those little cans. There's this thing called Boost, which is like a very high 5 cans of Boost. And she was a diabetic.
Oh, I get the apple juice. Here's some apple and cranberry juice for you. I brought it from the hospital.
Here's a text. Ferguson, Harvey, what's with the talk show host cities being trouble spots?
What does that mean?
Oh, you got Craig Ferguson, Steve Harvey. There's a hostage situation in Harvey.
Oh, that's right.
Is there a Fallon something or another?
Kimmel.
Letterman, Ohio.
Kimmel, Kansas, somewhere. There's that. That could erupt.
That's really a good point.
Yeah. You got the talk show host names to these trouble spots.
There is a Fallon, Nevada.
Look for that.
There you go. Next hot spot.
The next one.
And Hall, Arsenio Hall.
Oh, there are halls all over
Texas,
the place.
Something like that. Hey, that's enough. Let's put a fork in this.
Wait, just real quick. Before I don't turn the mics off tonight, what do you want to talk about?
Who do you want to mock?
Yeah, who do you want to mock before I turn?
supposedly off.
When I pretend I don't turn the mics off.
That happened last night. I said goodnight, and then the microphone across from us was still on because Duffy was in here.
Yeah.
And you heard Aaron and Bibble go, boy, Joe was really drunk, wasn't she?
No, Aaron said, do you think she was drunk? And I said, certainly.
We're going to try to avoid that. And hopefully the whole show, I don't know if hopefully is the word. But
we'll make it happen. We will make it
so. That applies,
so.
But the whole show will repeat at 7 o'clock.
Well, yesterday you did some weird thing.
Button is pushed.
It,
I know.
Fast forward.
Everything's
it.
A crapshoot. Yeah. That's going to be my charity. And wait till you see the stunt. Good night. Back tomorrow at 3. Thank you.